Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, May 24th, and today's pod is just the best one yet, Jack.
TBOY, Nick.
TBOY. What's our first story? What's going on?
Funko.
Today?
The company is called Funko, and they just raised hundreds of millions of dollars for bobblehead dolls.
Jack and I just found the first ever pure play bobblehead doll stock.
There we go.
Can't believe that exists.
It's a
for
real
our
thing,
second
apparently.
Story, Boston Beer Company is the first major brewer to launch a drink that will make you high.
Yeah, hard seltzer is for a buzz. This new thing is for a bake.
For our third and final story, buy now, pay later. They had a moment during the pandemic.
But now may be the perfect moment for buy now, pay later for all the wrong reasons.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
It's a fantastic mix for a T-Boy Tuesday, Jack.
It's Hoarder's Almanac. We're opening up the page to week 112.
Yeah, things are running at it because the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, this crucial week, we are out of graduation caps and graduation gowns.
Yes, the official uniform of sitting for a really long day.
That's right. The gowns, the caps, there just aren't enough this year.
Yeah, Jack, where's a Bachelor of Fine Arts when you need them?
There's a new dress code for the graduating class of 2022.
Anything that's black, polyester, and just doesn't fit at all.
According to the Wall Street Journal, this cap and gown shortage, it's a classic pandemic problem.
It's a supply chain, this fabric shortage, that situation.
So there's one domestic graduation fashion factory manufacturer that's working 19-hour days to try to cure us of this shortage.
They're rolling out regalia as fast as their fingers can fling them.
And some schools know they're not going to get robes. They're just reusing last year's robes.
Jack, gown got the wrong school name on?
Go with the flow.
Tassel says 2020?
No problem.
Yeah, just get your diploma, go up to the stage and pose for a photo.
And then pass that cap back to Curtis in the back of the line.
Yeah, so if you are schwitzing in a broken folding chair right now.
If you're getting lectured by a B-list celebrity that went to your school and thinks he knows the meaning of life.
If your hungover parents are fighting for a camera angle.
Just remember,
you look fantastic.
You look fantastic.
Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Funko, Funko. Funko is the number one company in bobblehead dolls because it's the only company in bobblehead dolls.
relationships make the market for Funko.
Okay, one of the best quotes we've heard so far this year, it came from the team over at Funko.
Funko is spelled F-U-N-K-O, and they say that we have been strategically investing in the rise of pop culture for the past 2 decades.
That's just what they do. They were actually created in 1998 in lovely Everett, Washington.
And Funko does what they call pop figures.
Yeah, they call them pop figures. Jack and I, we call them bobblehead dolls. Very distinctive style.
They have a very distinctive style. They have huge heads, and they tend to ignore the mouth on these Funko bobblehead dolls. You'll know what we mean when you Google these.
Jack, they remind me of the, remember the Steve Madden shoe ads from the 1990s with like the big head ladies with the small, with the shoes and the boots?
I thought you were going to say DK mode in GoldenEye 007. Remember they have the huge heads?
Okay, that works too. Clearly you had brothers and I had a younger sister growing up. Okay, I appreciate a Steve Madden, you know, stiletto.
This company was, since 2005, led by a guy who loves movies so much.
So much.
He has a full-sized Darth Vader replica in his office.
Yeah, not that that's like a worker intimidation thing, but not that that's not a worker intimidation thing.
At any moment, he could be struck down by the dark side of the Force. Yeah, he's going to work his butt off.
Be careful with the feedback. In the meantime, this company, Funko, went public in 2017. They're worth about $1 billion, and they've sold a billion of these bobbleheads.
They've sold a billion of these bobbleheads since 1998.
The main takeaway here, Jack and I just discovered a pure play publicly traded bobblehead doll stock.
When we realized we found a pure play publicly traded bobblehead doll stock,
it's a mouthful.
We had to cover it.
And guess what? There's news. Here's the news. 25% of this bobblehead doll company was just bought by eBay, former Disney CEO Bob Iger, and then someone else who's less interesting than these other two. I mean, we should just say.
And it makes sense that eBay and Bob Iger want in on Funko because Funko's strategy is to follow the fans.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to us. For example, Disney creates new fans constantly.
And now virtually every Disney character in any movie they've ever made has their own Funko doll.
eBay is the destination for old fans.
So Funko collector dolls get sold on eBay.
Here's the formula for Funko. If fans, then Funko.
Marvel superheroes have Funko dolls. Star Wars Jedis, they each have a bobblehead doll. Even Mirabelle from Encanto, the latest Disney movie, she has a bobblehead doll.
But it's not just these Disney characters, it's also Disney's rivals.
DC Comics, Harry Potter, Netflix, they're all Funko licensees.
As we said, if fans, then Funko.
Nintendo characters have dolls. Members of the Beatles each have their own doll, as do former U.S. presidents.
So Funko's whipped up over 1,000 licensed properties with over 200 companies to create these dolls.
Funko's not creating anything new. They're just following the fans.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our fun buddies over at Funko?
Relationships don't just make friends, Nick. They make the market.
Yeah. Besties, yetties, Funko's 1,000 and more licensed properties is its greatest strength and its greatest weakness.
If it loses the Disney license deal, it's going to lose a whole lot of product.
So here's what we noticed Funko does that's so interesting. They make big investments in those relationships.
Funko knows just how important relationships are with the big players in media like Disney and the big retailers.
That's why a bobblehead doll company from the Pacific Northwest has two offices in Los Angeles.
Funko knows they have to be close to the Hollywood studios that create the characters and draw the fans.
And that's why this bobblehead doll company in the Pacific Northwest also has an office in Bentonville, Arkansas.
You know what's in Bentonville, Arkansas? The headquarters of the biggest of the boxes of them all, Walmart.
Walmart. So relationships, they don't just make friends, they make the market.
Funko knows it.
For our second story, Boston Beer stock just jumped 4% because it's found a replacement for your hard seltzer.
Instead of making you buzzed, their latest drink is going to get you a little baked.
All right, so Jack, Boston Beer, the most macro microbrewery out there?
Definitely.
That's right. That's a publicly traded stock. They're actually worth $4 billion, one of the pioneers of the original craft beer.
Yeah, their flagship beer is called Sam Adams Lager, and that's why the ticker symbol for the stock is Sam.
And their frat chip drink is Truly Hard Seltzer.
True, that's where all the growth has been recently.
But their latest drink is popping the stock, and it is a new thing called Teapot.
It's tea with pot.
So besties, yetties, we know what you're thinking. You hear cannabis-infused drinks, and it's always CBD this, CBD that, CBD night cream, Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah.
Here's the difference. This isn't just CBD. This is THC.
Yeah, because CBD, THC, they come from the same cannabis plant, but THC is the psychoactive one. CBD is not.
So this is the first major brewer to launch a drink that's going to get you high.
Yeah, it's the first major brewer that's launching a high drink, not a drunk drink.
This drink, called Teapot, is available in July and only in Canada because cannabis is still federally a drug that's like criminal in the United States.
Now, what Jack and I found fascinating about this story is that they're not marketing it to a type of person. They're marketing it to a time of day.
That's right. Teapot is the first of three flavors of this cannabis-infused THC drink.
And it's literally designing those flavors for different times of the day.
Each one is dosed for the moment of a part of the day.
Yeah, so they pair the right tea with the right strain of cannabis. It's like they're a sommelier of marijuana.
And the first flavor they just debuted this week, it's for morning consumption.
Yeah, it's an iced lemon black tea, so it's got more caffeine in it, so it like energizes you in the morning.
And the cannabis strain they chose is called Pedro's Sweet Sativa, which is sweet and good for a morning jolt.
Yeah, now maybe the next flavor is going to be an evening focused, time focused.
Yeah, maybe the next flavor has caffeine-free tea paired with a more relaxing pot strain.
What we do know is that there are three varieties in total. They're keeping the second and the third mystery, but they said it's going to be time oriented.
And we also know these are in cans, they're non-carbonated, and they're not going to taste like weed. They've kind of like hidden the flavor.
It's the ironic thing about cannabis, no one likes the taste. That's why they're focusing on time. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Boston Beer?
Boston Beer and this drink is a case study in S-curve innovation.
Yeah, the S-curve. Every innovative product has a life cycle and the shape of it's kind of like the shape of an S.
Growth starts slow with early adopters and then things take off like crazy when it becomes like the rage. And then things slow down at the top again.
Yeah, well, Jack and I see this every few years with an S-curve in every beverage innovation.
In the 2000s, it was micro beers. In the 2010s, it was rosé. Things start slow, then they take off, and then they slow down again.
Jack, the latest S-curve? Hard seltzer. Classic.
Hard seltzer used to be tripling, quadrupling every summer. But last year, growth was just 16%.
So Boston Beer is hoping that THC drinks aren't just a new flavor.
They're hoping THC drinks is the start of a new S-curve. And now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
So for the last 3.5 years, Jack and I were running a startup within a startup, basically.
We turned our company, Market Snacks, into Robinhood Snacks, the news arm of Robinhood.
And at Robinhood, we co-hosted the Snacks Daily Pod that you got to know and love.
At Robinhood, we also got to hire an awesome team of news people who run the Robinhood Snacks newsletter.
Wild fact here, the biggest newsletter in America, Robinhood Snacks.
A key detail, though, not many are aware of, is the editorial independence.
So Jack and I set it up so that we could independently cover the most interesting and most important news stories of the day.
Robinhood's commitment to free, digestible news snack style was an awesome differentiator.
Yeah, if you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, Klarna, the king of buy now, pay later, just saw its valuation drop and had to lay off 10% of its staff.
Because buy now, pay later is great if you don't need it, but it can be dangerous if you do.
Okay, Klarna, part of the buy now, pay later industry, which just totally found its groove during the pandemic.
Mid-schmovie, you toss some Slammin' Salmon stilettos into the shopping cart. You got to do something during those ads.
We're playing with the Steve Madden ads, you know, like the knee-high boots we were talking about earlier. I'm glad you went with the stilettos, Jack. It's a good look.
Pay $200 today for these stilettos.
Okay, not bad, but expensive.
Or right below that, you see an option that you just pay $40 today, plus some fine print that says you pay 4 more times over the next year.
Okay, that's the difference between paying with a credit card for the full amount or this strange buy now, pay later option.
So I just saw $40 or $200. Of course, I'm going to choose the $40 option.
Yeah, that $40 option is the buy now, pay later option. It looks cheaper, and it's just playing a mind game with your head.
And that's why Klarna hit a $46 billion valuation. It's one of the most valuable startups in Europe today.
But despite all that momentum for buy now, pay later, Klarna's valuation has crashed.
And Klarna just announced yesterday they're laying off 10% of their workforce.
Yeah, because, you know, public markets are down, but that can also pull down private company valuations with it.
Right now, though, the buy now, pay later industry could actually get a boost from this downturn for all the wrong reasons.
But here's the shocker. Affirm, which is a publicly traded company doing the same thing as Klarna, buy now, pay later, just confirmed in February that 2022 is going to be huge for growth.
2022 is a tough time for the economy, but low-income people are squeezed the most by inflation.
Exactly. So that Stilettos, those Steve Maddens we were just talking about, that would be even more expensive with inflation if you're low-income.
So the temptation for low-income people to buy stuff with buy now, pay later installments is more tempting than ever.
Well, Klarna and buy now, pay later companies, they're pretty happy about this situation.
Analysts and economists, they're kind of worried about that.
And Jack, what are we starting to see with buy now, pay later now that the economy is slowing down?
We're starting to see higher defaults as those installment payments become due.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the buy now, just wait on it, pay later space?
Just like a credit card, buy now, pay later is great if you don't need it, dangerous if you do need it.
Besties, yetis, credit card spending, it is a no-brainer for people who have their finances in order and can actually pay off the credit card debt.
Might as well get 2% cash back, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing. There you go, Sapphire.
It's the same with buy now, pay later. Buy now, pay later lets you keep your money longer with no fees and no interest in most cases.
But here's the key. Just like credit card debt can get really bad, buy now, pay later IOUs can get pretty bad too.
Although Klarna and Affirm market buy now, pay later as something different than a credit card,
buy now, pay later is debt just like a credit card.
And if you miss a payment, they're going to give your account to collections agencies.
And your credit score could take a hit, just like a credit card.
So buy now, pay later is like a credit card, but in disguise.
It's a MasterCard masterfully rebranded. Jack, can you whip up the T-Boy Tuesday takeaways for us?
Funko is the pure play bobblehead doll.
So good.
Stock that follows the fans.
And its relationships make the market.
For our second story, Boston Beer, it's launching a weed drink called Teapot.
They're craving the S-curve of innovation.
For our third and final story, buy now, pay later companies are growing still, but seeing higher defaults.
Yeah, just like a credit card, buy now, pay later is great if you don't need it, but it can be dangerous if you do need it. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Estuardo Orioste from Guatemala.
The Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's great.
I love a Happy Meal. They serve them in the little like cardboard containers. They never. Right?
And why not make an adult one? Why is this limited to like kids under 12? What's going? We all need to be happy. Agreed. We all want to feel good. We all like toys.
But it's actually not an American McDonald's creation.
Yeah, get this. The original idea for the Happy Meal came from a McDonald's owner in Guatemala.
Her name was Yolanda Fernandez de Cofino, and she owned the first Golden Arches in Guatemala.
And get this, in the mid-1970s, Yolanda developed something she called the Menu Ronald.
The Menu Ronald combined a hamburger, a small fry, and a small sundae specifically for the kids.
And McDonald's corporate loved it so much, they said, hey, we're going to throw in a toy, and they turned that into the happiest of meals.
The Happy Meal.
Besties, yetis, you look fantastic today. And remember, the best way you can help grow this podcast is when you're at lunch, turn to the person across from me at the table and say, hey, HYHTBOY.
The best way you can help grow this podcast is if you confuse someone with an acronym they don't know.
It's kind of like a Happy Meal, but for us.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know.
Nick and I, I'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. Before we go, congratulations to Yeti Isabel Dugdale, who just ran her first half marathon in London. And yeah, got 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Congrats to Lynn Rosello, who just got a new job at University of California, San Francisco.
And Luis Vasquez just got a new job in hotel management in California.
Congrats to Young Cheeser, who's graduating down in Strong Island.
And Meredith Varner just passed the SIE.
Congratulations to Justin Sohn, who's graduating from Brandeis.
And Avery Patel graduating from high school down in Orlando.
And get this, so Mill Agarwal used the takeaways from this here podcast to get a new job in New Jersey.
In the meantime, Tiffany and Ty in Santa Monica just got engaged. Let's see some ring pics.
Happy birthday to Eric Ahern in Somerville, Mass.
And Brittany Schultz in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And Isabel Kaliva in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
And Nikki Shapiro, a birthday and a five-year wedding anniversary in San Francisco.
Happy 40th to Ashley Meredith in Missouri. This is Jack. I own stock in Disney and Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock in Robinhood.
And now a word about our exclusive sponsor, Robinhood.
Look, we're not tech guys. We're not engineers.
Uh-uh.
Nick, I'm no product manager.
You look great, but we're not technically. When our computer's not working, Jack and I turn it off, and then we turn it back on again.
But when we moved to California to join Robinhood, we were in tech's mecca.
So we were soaking up as much about the tech industry as we could.
One thing we saw about the tech industry at Robinhood was insane customer focus.
Every product launched, every tweak made to the app was a laser-focused move on customers.
Robinhood would be interviewing hundreds of users to figure out if one tweak of one button in the app would improve the experience.
Inside of Robinhood, we saw that everything the company did was focused on the best outcome for you, the customer.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.